This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
That was an early opening.
I was planning a nice little smooth entrance there. Hello, everyone.
Hello, and welcome to FUBAR Radio. I'm Lizzie Cundy.
And I'm Stephen Lang.
And I'm so happy to be here because I was a little bit poorly.
Are you?
I had a sore chest, needed some Vic.
Sore chest, babes.
There were tunes.
Did you need someone to rub?
I did.
Rub some Vic.
Some Vic.
Yeah.
I was a little bit poorly.
But you're fine now.
I've just recovered from Winter Wonderland. I think it was him and Naughty Santa.
We had a bit of an escapade last week, didn't we? Yeah.
I love Winter Wonderland. It is the best night ever, and it makes me feel like Christmas has begun.
Mm-hmm.
But Santa got so excited. I think he nearly hurt my...
Well, he broke your back.
He did. He hurt my back. Santa got overexcited.
Mm-hmm. He did. And I've seen some pat pictures of you getting lifted up. You were all over the place.
I know, but
you're in Heat magazine this week.
Well, I must go and get heat. I love heat. But let me just tell you, Santa, you got to calm down. got another month till Christmas, babe. He was like so excited.
That is true. That's a good point.
He was giving me fireman's lift over the shoulder, up the, you know. I was in pain.
Well, you know, this is all well and good, and it's very cold and wintry here. But I want to talk to you about something a bit more serious, actually, Lizzie. Have you been watching I'm a Celebrity?
Have I been watching it? I love that show.
What do you make of this whole deal with Jack Maynard?
Yeah.
And his tweets. So there was a contestant called Jack Maynard. He's the brother of Connor Maynard, I believe. Mm. And he went into the jungle, and a couple of days later, boom, he was out.
He's out.
Because some old tweets resurfaced. He was saying some unpleasant things. What do you make of it?
I actually was quite appalled at what he wrote. I saw, obviously, the tweets were started getting retweeted.
Yeah.
And obviously, journalists picked up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to report about it. That's their job. I was quite disgusted at what he's written. And though they say, oh, he was only 14, you know, he was young, he regrets it, he would never write anything like that now. You know what? If my boys ever wrote anything like that, I would be so appalled.
Mm.
You know, when my boy was, you know, 4 or 5, he'd know not to say those sort of words. You know right from wrong.
Yes.
At a very young age. And I was totally appalled. And I think the producers of the show should have looked into that. That should have not gone past them. You can't let things like that happen.
Of course.
And I know everyone is now, you've got to be careful what you write on social media. And, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
But I know full well I would never have written anything.
No, and I was actually just having a conversation with Harry, who did the show before, saying they were talking about the same thing because it's been happening with Stormzy recently. They're picking up people's old tweets and they're saying, you know, this is unacceptable. And I was thinking, I've probably written some things in my time that now I would never write or say. And you have to talk... Yeah, I think you do have to think a bit about the intent. If you intended to hurt people and you were it's shades of grey.
No, I don't think so. I disagree. There is right and wrong.
Well, I was certainly never racist and
no,
homophobic
as
some of those.
Of course,
I wouldn't be homophobic.
Oh no, of course you're not. You're proudly gay, and I love you for it. But I think, yeah, there. Unfortunately, you are responsible for what you do in life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can't excuse it on being young. You can't excuse it on not being wise enough or knowing what you were really doing. You know right from wrong from a very young age.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Jack should have gone. He should never have been in that show in the first place. And for me, okay, I'm not a huge follower of bloggers, but I haven't got a clue who he was. He's not a celebrity.
Yes, that's a good point to start with.
I don't think he should be in the show. And what he wrote was appalling. And I think for his followers to then gang up on certain people because they're saying this is wrong.
On the journalists.
And on certain journalists, I think is a form of bullying and just as bad. And I'm very vocal on it. And I don't think he should ever have been allowed on that show.
Yep.
Full stop. Really don't. And I think there should be questions asked.
To ITV, you mean?
Well, I think questions should be asked on the showmakers, you know, the producers. They, you know, how many celebrities would love to be on that show?
Yeah, true.
How many people I know that would say, you know what, I'd love to be on, and that would be amazing. And I think they choose this boy and they think, oh, he's got loads of followers and loads of fans.
It'll
it's going to really
for the show.
Help.
Yeah,
It'll be
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But majority of people I know were texting me going, who the hell is he? Do you know who he is? Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a clue. I didn't know who he was.
You've heard of Connor Maynard, his brother.
Yeah, I've heard of Connor. But I didn't know who he was. And then I didn't like, you know, sorry, but what he wrote for me was disgraceful.
Yeah.
And they should have checked up on that without a doubt.
Well, I'm glad to hear you have such a strong opinion on the matter.
I do, darling. Gosh.
What have you made of the rest of the show, though?
I have to say, it is one of my favourite shows.
Okay.
Obviously, Strictly's number one.
Yeah, of course.
But I love I'm a Celebrity. I cannot wait. My boys, it's a real family show. We laugh, we're in hysterics with it.
So who are your favourites?
And I have to say, Ant, so happy to see Ant back.
Of course.
Can I just say, he looks great and They're,
he does. He's lost a bit of weight, isn't
lost
he?
Lost a bit of weight, but their humour, they're so funny. That must be the best job in the world, doing that with your best friend.
Definitely.
That would be my ideal job.
Maybe we can take over one
year. Come on, let's do it.
But watch those ratings plummet.
Yeah, no, not at all. But I have to say, when I saw the list at first, I thought, I'm not sure about this. Mm-hmm. You know, Stanley, Boris Johnson's father. I was thinking, who the hell is he?
Toff.
I thought, but you know what? They're actually my favourites, Stanley and Toff. I love them, and they're so amusing.
Yeah.
And we got Rebecca Fardy, who's a little bit mouldy.
Well, also, she's just a bit like watching a plank of wood, isn't she, or watching paint dry.
But it is funny. And though Anton Deck just make the show, Amir Khan, hilarious, that boxer.
Who knew he was such a wimp?
He's screaming and crying, wanting to get out. I mean,
and then Richard Madeley managed to just stroll in and out like he was at Waitrose, you know?
Yeah, but this is what I love about this show. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the ones that you think are going to be really screamish are really tough. And those, you know, a boxer. He's a champ.
Yeah. But clearly not.
Well,
I don't think he's
going
to win. Do you know who I'm also quite liking? Vanessa from the Saturdays.
I love Vanessa.
Banging bod as well.
What a beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
But nice person, lovely person.
I feel like the girls are really championing. I mean, the last couple of years it's all been girls, isn't
but
it?
But I don't think there's going to be much falling out this year. You know, like on other years there's been lots of rows. They seem very together.
Yeah.
Stanley is adorable.
I agree.
I think he's such a lovely person.
He's actually... Well, I mean, I don't know about his politics, but...
Yeah, but can you not see where Boris gets his... You know, he's so eccentric.
Odd mannerisms
but
from...
odd manners. Mm-hmm. He's very much like his father.
Yes.
I know now why Boris is like Boris.
Yeah, I know. I do. I know what you mean.
Same hair.
I am... Yes, I'm definitely going to get a bit more into it, I feel.
Please, get into it. And
what about... just quickly, before we actually talk about who's going to be on the show today, because we haven't done that yet. What did you make of Debbie being in the bottom two of Strictly last weekend? I was shocked.
Da, da, da! Well, you know what? I even dressed as Jerry to support her. Did you see my picture? I was shocked. But that show brings you back down to earth. You never can get a bit too cocky.
Look at Aston.
I mean, Aston, that was a real shocker for me because he was one of the best dancers. I mean, we had the betting lady here saying he was one of the winners. You know, he was amazing.
Didn't work out.
One of the best dancers. Debbie, ballerina, you know, one of the best dancers. Don't get too cocky.
Uh-oh.
Don't get cocky, baby. Don't get cocky. My mum always said that to me.
Really?
Yes.
Well, and you're a very down-to-earth lady.
I'm a down-to-earth girl. But as you say, it's football. No one's bigger than the club. People think they... Are you banging something?
I just accidentally banged my feet. Sorry.
You know, knocking. Let me out of here. You know, you can't be bigger than any show or any football club. And I sometimes people believe their own hype.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it wasn't a bad thing she got brought back down to earth. And this week, maybe, I think you need a bit of humility. And I think the audience can feel that.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
And I feel like... I still
think she could win because, remember, Ore last year was in the bottom two and still went on to win.
And
so.
Abby Clancy previously had been in a couple of dance-offs.
That's
and
true.
She won the
she
show.
She beat Sophie Ellis-Bexler, so I was fuming about that.
Were you? Oh, yes, you love a bit of Sophie.
I do.
She went to the same school as me.
Shall we get on with the show? Because we have some incredible guests coming up.
I cannot believe, and I love each and every one of them.
Yeah. So talk us through them, Lizzie.
Well, first of all, we have Anthea Turner, my dear,
dear friend. I'm so excited to meet her. I've loved her for years.
And... have you really?
I have, yeah. I made Tracy Island. Me and my dad made Tracy Island back in the day.
Oh, my God, she's going to love you for that.
Yeah.
Please don't get her onto Tracy Island. She'll stop talking about it, let me tell you. I love her to bits.
And then following Anthony, we've got Sandra from Gogglebox, although not on Gogglebox anymore.
I know.
But everyone will recognise her.
And we've got Jack and Joel.
From X Factor, Only one of them's gay. That's the shocker in that one. Who knew?
I don't know which one is.
Well, let's discuss it with them when they get in.
Well, how amazing. But they're all in the studio and they're all desperate to talk to you and to get your tweets in, any questions you want to ask them. And Anthea, I mean, did you like Anthea's outfit on Winter Wonderland?
I liked her outfit on the Children in Need Strictly special, to be honest.
How amazing. She was my winner.
Well, let's get her into the studio after we played a bit of Ariana Grande.
Let's do it.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe. And all I wanna do is to fall in deep. But close ain't close enough till we cross the line. Hey. So
I'm so excited.
We have our first guest in.
I've got my bestie in the studio.
Anthea Turner is here.
Anthea Turner.
This is incredible. We are so excited. How are you?
Thank you. I'm glad you're excited. That's really nice.
Yes, very excited. I'm always excited to see you. I was so excited to see you at Winter Wonderland. I nearly split my trousers. After Santa.
Auntie, were you at Winter Wonderland? I didn't know.
Yes. Oh, that'll be my phone. All right, no. In fact, it's a friend of ours checking to see that I've got here.
And you have.
And I have. That's Vicky White, our manager.
Yes,
and
she's just
checking
me.
To make sure that I'm here.
Well, she's here.
Well, she can listen to you, she can listen to you right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Now, Anthea.
Yes. Now, Lizzie.
Now, I know all what's going on in your life, but I'm going to pretend that I don't. Now, what are you up to, my dear?
Isn't it the weirdest thing when you're being interviewed by somebody you know so well?
Clearly.
It's like, where do we start? So we're going to ask the rhetorical question.
Yes.
What are you doing in your
life? For the listener. Well, for the listener.
Okay, thank I'm going to say, we know you from being on the box. Yes. And now you are talking,
making a box.
A box.
Yes. Yes. Well, I wondered where you were going with that.
I think you have a wonderful box. Where's another? No, so tell me. The boxes. Tell us, Anthea.
This, yeah, well, what happened was me and my friend Sarah Jones, way back in February, decided we thought we wanted to set up a little business. We didn't quite know what we were going to do, but we thought, well, we'll come up with something. And Sarah came up with this idea of subscription boxes. So I didn't know anything about subscription boxes. I now know a lot about the world of subscription boxes. Is there a glass of wine over there, you yeah. cheeky pair?
Well, you can have a sip if you want, Lanthea.
Yeah, I've got wine in my box. So we decided to hit the luxury end of the subscription box business.
Okay.
And home and lifestyle. Now, I didn't know much about this, but you will know from like wine clubs, people do subscriptions to yeah. magazines.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Do subscriptions yes. to food boxes, all sorts of things. And makeup, of course, lots of makeup boxes. But this, again, home and lifestyle. So we have decided, look, I want you to marvel at my box.
It does look
How beautiful is this box?
It's an incredible box.
Yeah, no, it's not my handwriting, but it's a girlfriend of mine's handwriting, and she did that for me.
So this it's kind of duck egg, yes, kind of greeny,
lovely,
gorgeous
lovely
box.
And it's sort of, it's got these
I'm
little
so praying
magnet,
there's wine in there.
And sadly, there's not. I want to hear the tissue paper.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous, tissue. Gorgeous tissue
lovely.
Paper.
Oh, wow.
It's quite a big box, actually.
Oh, okay, that's what we need.
It's not a little box. It's about the size that you put a pair of ankle boots in,
yes.
isn't it? That sort of size.
Okay.
Lots of gorgeous tissue paper and lovely things inside. And basically, what happens is people subscribe for 3, 6, or 12 months and they get this box every month with bits of gorgeousness.
So it's like having
it.
A present for yourself
it
every month.
It is exactly like that.
Got it. So what would be in it?
What's in
my box?
One?
Yeah, what's in your box, Anthea?
What's in Anthea's box? And many men has asked that question. What is in Anthea's box?
I have got a little collection of things, because a lot of these box things are surprises, but I've got things that were in our October box and a couple of things that were in our November box.
Okay.
How gorgeous is this? Oh, this is one of those gorgeous little smelly things that makes everything smell good. I just, you know, like you pop in your wardrobe
goodness.
And
okay.
put it in your drawer.
I could do
like
with
that.
One of those.
This is a gorgeous feather which is carved, and it's by a company called Posh Graffiti, who we love.
Okay.
And then we have a beautiful candle here nestled in more tissue paper.
I love this.
Isn't that lovely?
This unboxing process
is
gorgeous.
It's like luxury.
And then people, it's like they have this once a month and they get excited when it arrives. They're going to unopen it, look at all the presents in it, and then Instagram it and get excited. Isn't that candle gorgeous?
I like it.
There's some girls.
What's the smell?
Well, it's fern, so it's quite good for this time of the year as well.
Yes.
It's quite warming and nourishing,
evergreen.
Isn't it? That?
Oh, darling,
and
that
then,
is very nice.
Now,
that's
this
going
girl,
in the bag.
And actually, do you know, a lot of the things, I know we're joking a bit about my box, but a lot of the things that go in my box are from companies who are
actually.
You're saying it, not us, Anthea. Jeez.
We have to be fine.
I haven't even had a drink yet.
I'm not going to keep a straight face.
But the little coffee company, these are the most amazing coffee, because we're all coffee snobs now, aren't we?
Yeah. Of course. Everyone
Ever
wants,
since George Clooney came into our
That's
lives,
true.
We're all coffee snobs. So these are little like tea bags, but they're coffee bags. And
oh,
absolutely
not heard of that.
Gorgeous. So I've got 3 boxes of those went into our October box.
The little coffee bag.
Oh, I love the
coffee
Aren't they gorgeous?
Bag.
Really
you just
lovely.
Put some hot water on. Blah, blah, blah. Then we have these stars. How gorgeous are those stars?
Really lovely.
Really
nice. Do you want the stars?
I love
do you want the stars?
I really
want the stars.
I really
star
do.
For a
now,
star.
The only problem is that Lizzie's got lots of things in her house, and I go turfing things out, and she putting things back in again.
Are you a hoarder?
So I am a slight hoarder.
Told you about this.
I had to have an extension for the dresses.
We've got stories. Look, we've even got our own little matches. All this matches just gorgeous.
Oh, for the candle?
Yeah, for the candle. Because you've got to have some matches.
You've really thought about it all.
We've thought about everything.
Okay.
And so it's phenomenal.
So the idea with this is that you could buy it as a Christmas present
for
someone.
A lot of people are gifting it. Some people are going, oh, I'm having that for myself.
Yeah.
But it's a very nice thing to gift, and especially if it's somebody you don't see very often. Like maybe if you've got a sister or an aunt and they live miles and miles away. Honestly, it's a good bottle of wine a month.
Yeah, of course.
That you would share if you were close.
Yeah.
You're not, so they get a present from you every single month.
So sweet.
And they would obviously love you for it.
And how much does it cost?
Well, it depends whether you go for 3, 6, or 12 months.
Got it.
But our starting is £25 a month.
Oh my God, that's
so it's not a lot.
That's
really,
fine.
Is it?
That's absolutely fine.
No.
That's us before the bar in when we get in here.
What's
really nice is that a lot of these companies that are in box are people who've started off small companies, lots of ladies as well who've started out companies, thought I'm at home, what are we going to do? I've got some gorgeous things in the Christmas box, and they're from a gorgeous, I call them the pom-pom ladies, and they were just a pair of mothers at the school gates, but they both had jobs in retail and marketing. I thought, what are we going to do? they've started a pom-pom business up. And they sell pom-poms. Pom-poms, I love trees. Pom-poms. We all love pom-poms.
Why am I getting up at 7:30 every morning and going to work? I could be making pom-poms.
You could be making pom-poms and putting them in a box.
But who decides what goes in?
Sarah and I. And that's the one thing. And thankfully, Sarah and I do have very similar taste. And so because
you do
of
have
that,
her place, I have to say, Anthony's place is my dream home.
Lizzie really? Always comes to this. I just want
it.
To stay here.
It is heaven.
And then suddenly 2 weeks have gone by and she hasn't left.
She's still there. I'm
still there with Jason Gardner lying on your couch. That was a great night.
Funny evening.
That was a very funny night.
I want an invite.
You may get one.
Yeah.
But can I just tell you, very, very stylish and tasteful.
Thank you.
And uncluttered, unlike mine.
Well, because you've obviously made
The box is very... My box is very stylish.
But that's exactly what you've managed to make a real career out of, being a very kind of home-proud, house-proud woman, haven't you?
Don't mention Stacey Island!
Tracy, sorry! Stacey Island.
So a perfect housewife. Perfect housewife is a bit sort of tongue-in-cheek, I suppose, because obviously I'm not quite that perfect.
No, of course.
Lizzie will tell you.
Of course.
I tell you what I do like. I just like to be organised. I like Basecamp pretty well organised.
Yes.
You're very organised and bossy.
And I'm not minimalist, though, am I, at all?
No, you're not, like, where it's sparse and clinical.
No, of course,
it's warm.
No. Yeah, there's lots of stuff around.
But it's put there for a reason, or it's there's a...
Yeah.
It's not like me, where I think, oh, let's put another frame and another...
Got it.
..picture of myself up.
Are you like that at Christmas? How is your Christmas decorations?
Christmas decoration. Ah, yeah.
Do you have tinsel?
No.
Oh, that was a very solid
very
no.
Emphatic. No.
My mother's like that for tinsel.
We don't do tinsel.
Fair enough.
And do you know, I tell you what I don't do, but it's only probably because of the way that my apartment's designed, is I don't do the sort of the red and the green thing.
Okay.
My Christmas has got sort of like that lovely turquoise blue baubles or
lovely.
Those
like a frozen.
Lime green. Frozen. Absolutely. Yeah. I once went, this is a side thing. Lizzie took me out to a really posh do and I wore this dress. I thought I looked really nice. Then obviously Lizzie wouldn't have been saying dead in it. She said, oh, you look really nice. You look like you've come from Frozen. I said, the princess of Frozen. Then she went, no, the princess's mother.
Listen, Cundy. You love me because I'm on it.
That's true. Yes. Cutthroat
Cundy. She goes out looking like the panther. Well, she looks like Dandini.
Don't ask what I'm wearing tonight.
No, she looks like one of the evil sisters.
Actually,
it's a drag queen.
My God, those are the real thing with the
they are.
Souls.
She hasn't even painted them on herself. Where will you be spending Christmas this year, Anthea? What will you be doing?
I can't possibly tell you.
Oh.
I don't know.
I think I am. I know, but I won't say.
I spread myself out over Christmas. So
I see.
Yes.
But Anthea,
you and your boxes.
Do you feel this is your direction? Will you still be wanting to be on our TV screens?
Course,
or are
no.
you going to put everything into the box?
Everything into my box today.
I'm in a box. A cardboard box.
No, you know, because the thing is, I'm a Gemini. So I can spin plates and do lots of things.
You do, actually. So,
including the Strictly Special.
Sorry.
You're incredible.
My winner. Phenomenal.
She's not biased or anything.
Is this a prerequisite for you doing the main show?
No, I don't think. I just know I'm not entirely sure. I could cope with the main show. It was killing me. I nearly gave myself a hernia. I did 3 lifts in 30 seconds.
That bit when you dropped your leg, though, babe.
But you were everywhere on the... I mean, you were like bionic
Bruno.
Woman.
Bruno.
You got an eyeful.
Bruno saw where the sun don't
Bruno
shine.
Bruno saw what your mother's never seen, my darling. He said, wow. Oh, Anthea, baby, did you see her? I saw everything.
No, but you were phenomenal. Thank you. I did enjoy it. It was the most amazing experience to do, like, a little tiny Strictly. Obviously for Children in Need, obviously for Blue Peter.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Have
a little taste of what it must feel like.
Mark Curry.
Mark Curry. No, I love Mark. You know I love Mark, but you were my winner.
His footwork, he did more jiving. I spent a lot of time in the air.
You were, his precision on
He was really, really good.
Because Shirley liked it, didn't she? My friend, my new best friend.
Yeah, Shirley loves that sort of precision. And she was right as far as the jive is concerned. Mark had got his feet in the right direction.
I do feel yours was more entertaining.
Would have been a competition for the most entertaining and who can stay in the air for longer. That's me.
Anthea's your winner.
Anthea, you're my winner.
If I'd been judge, you would have won, hands down.
Can I just say, we would love to have you back on the show sometime.
I love being here. Talk, it's just so nice to sit to talk,
and we'll get some proper wine in next time.
Can I just ask you very quickly, did you pick up the dance moves kind of quickly, or were you a bit slow on the uptake?
No, do you know, I was okay, and I was with Brendan, so it was really easy, and it was a load of fun.
Yes.
And we did really love.
Did he get angry with you? Because Brendan can be, say he can lose his temper.
No. Honestly, I thought he was amazing to work with. We had such fun.
Oh,
well, this could be his last spin on Strictly, as far as we know.
You mean me?
Yeah, because of you.
You were Seth of Brendan.
Anthea, where can we get the boxes from?
It's called the At Home Box Company.
So if we Google that,
pick us up on Instagram or anything, or just ring me up. Ring you.
Ring us up. We'll sort you out with a box.
I want a box. I really want that star.
Do you know if you want that star, you can have that star. Honestly, because you are a little star.
Look at that. I'll take the candle.
Sometimes you have little angels in your life, and Lizzie's my angel. Aww. She sits on the star for me.
I have to say, she's a good person.
She's very good.
That's very kind.
Pick me up,
sniveling on the floor.
I am.
You're
going to
be all right.
No, I don't mind. I love you.
Anthea, thank you so much for coming in.
I love your box. It's official. I love Anthea Turner's box.
Can we just have that in writing, please?
Done. Consider it done. We'll get it all over Twitter. Thank you so much, Anthea.
I'm so excited about my star. Thank you, Anthea. That went too quick.
I know. It would stay longer if we didn't have so many guests
tonight. We've got loads. It's a pumper-packed show. Right, we have Sandra
and
Martin.
We do.
She's there with her own box.
Who's
been on the box.
You can't avoid Sandra. She's got her own.
I love
character.
Her outfit.
Shall we listen to a bit of Atomic Kitten and then we'll come right back?
Presents The work Leon Mann has done, it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, I think it's very easy for people in a position to not kind of work towards others opening doors and champion them. And that's exactly what he's doing.
I mean, essentially, it's the same as in Clueless when Cher asks Dion, don't you want to use your popularity for a good cause? It's that.
It's exactly that. And Leon, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, sorry, Leon. No, I just wanted to segue smoothly into my next piece.
Every Friday. From 5 p.m.
It is kicking off in here.
Oh, were you?
This morning, yeah.
We're here, we're in.
Sandra's in the house.
We are having a busy old time of it this evening.
Right.
It is rocking and rolling. The studio is like Piccadilly Circus.
Oh my God.
With her box.
I was on a radio show this morning.
Were you?
BBC Berkshire.
Well, we don't talk about
that.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that one. I'm at FUBA.
You're at FUBA now.
Radio right now.
I don't know, what does FUBA stand for?
That's something to Google once you're off the show.
But yeah. Sandra, it's so good to see you.
You're on air.
Yeah.
You are live.
Happy to meet you, Liz. And you know what? I'm going to say this, right? And I've got to say it. I said it to all celebrities. You look better off in real life.
Really? Oh,
yeah, you look good. I can see you look all right, babes. Yeah.
Do you know what? Actually, a lot of people say to me, what work has Lizzie done? I say, if you see her in the flesh.
Well, have you had any?
No. I've got big cheeks.
Yeah. You're normal, babes.
Thank you.
Like, I don't wear makeup on TV. On Gogglebox.
You're not doing Gogglebox anymore.
No, I'm not.
What has gone on?
What the hell?
So what happened,
I love Gogglebox, you and Sandy.
Yeah, well, listen. I tell you, from the day I left...
You didn't fall out with her.
No, I'm so with her. She's doing a pantomime in Lincoln.
Right.
And I'm doing pantomime in... We went to Benidorm a couple of months ago.
Okay.
So what happened now? When Sandy left a year ago and I brought my daughter on, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It didn't work, yeah.
You can't... Like I said to Eamon Holmes, you can't talk about...
No.
That's true.
It's a 24-year-old daughter.
And it's also a bit embarrassing if there are those sexy scenes.
Yeah.
I've got two young boys. No. You know, you kind of go...
You can't do
it's
it.
It's different.
So I said to Channel 4, and then... Right. And Sandy's doing other things. So the thing about being on Gogglebox, you're contracted. And when I was sitting down on the sofa, I was getting jealous of people asking me to go here and there, and I couldn't do it. And I started to have dreams, thinking... Big Brother, The Jungle, Pantomime, a lot of other things. Yeah. Besides Gogglebox. Because being on Gogglebox, all you want to do is sit on the sofa.
You're not a celebrity.
No, okay. There's no celebrity.
Well, you can become one. Look at Scarlett.
Well, yeah.
Look at Scarlett. I mean, what do you think of Scarlett?
Scarlett is great. I'm glad what she's going through. Sorry what she's going through with anyone being horrible to her. Because I'm not going through that. You know what I mean? No disrespect. Steph and Dom's left. They've got their little show.
Yep.
And I haven't been watching it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've been so busy.
I think it's lost it a bit, the show.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same. A lot of people... But guess what they do? They do
and
repeats.
And I'm not just saying that. It's not the same. Yeah, they are repeating a lot of the older ones.
When I left there, I signed up for pantomime. But I moved to Hastings from London.
Wow.
So I was in Hastings for July, August, September. And then October, I went away for 3 weeks in Italy to do something private.
Okay.
Can you talk about it?
I can't talk about it.
It's okay. A TV show.
Yeah, a big
Ooh.
One.
Ooh.
And it's hot.
Okay.
It might even be hotter than Gogglebox.
Okay, got it.
But anyway, so that's coming out January.
Oh, I'm very excited.
And then when I came back from October, I met this gentleman on the 24th of May. He's here now. My new boyfriend of 6 months.
Yeah.
Six months today.
He's hot. Okay. Yeah.
And you know, you get them boyfriends that does everything for you. So.
Woo!
You know that first 6 months love.
Oh yeah, babe.
Right, were you in love?
I know.
And my last boyfriend of 10 years, you know, I couldn't splash him over the papers, but this one I could put him on Facebook and we hold hands and do things. So
it's love.
And then I had to move from Hastings, come back from Italy. Moved to Birmingham just for a couple of weeks, and now I've moved today. I've got a lovely house.
Yeah.
I ain't bought it, renting.
Yeah.
A&B, never knew about that, my first time.
Wow.
In Maidenhead, to live there till New Year's Day.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a very nice place.
As we speak, I have it in my bag. I'm learning my lines.
Oh, for Panto?
It's a bit
it's
difficult.
Hard work.
So what role
musical,
are you playing?
I'm Spirit of the Ring. And guess what? I start...
What? Spirit of the Ring?
Spapes, why are you laughing?
I've got the ring.
Spirit of the ring. The ring.
I get it.
They made me.
You are famous for your rings.
I'm the only one. I start the show off. The advertisement is all over. Pictures of me all over. Oh, right? And I start. My first thing I say, I have to remember this morning, is that, hello, everyone. And Abaza says something. Then I turn around and see, I can't remember. Then I turn around and say, why? What have you done? Then he says something. This is what I'm learning, you know.
Yeah,
the next bit I say, why do they hate you so much? Then he says something. Then he says, I summon you, O master. It's you I only obey.
So is it Aladdin? Now, it's Aladdin, see, right?
Yeah, it's in there and I can't remember the rest.
Is your boyfriend? Is that what you say to your boyfriend?
No, so what my boyfriend's going to do...
He's helping you.
Tomorrow, what we're going to do... Because like I said, I came here Tuesday... Interview Wednesday.
It's been non-stop.
Interview today. One today. Tomorrow, Saturday morning. Christmas lights. Monday rehearsal. So tomorrow we're going to go to the shop and photocopy. I'm going to make him play one of the characters.
Got it. Best way.
And I'm going to play one of the characters, and that's how I'm going to roll.
Okay.
I love that.
So yeah. This is in Maidenhead from when?
From the 9th to the 31st of December.
Right.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, we'll have to come and see you.
So will you be there on Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas. Like I said, I'm in this new house. Yeah. I'm a Maidenhead girl, babe.
But it's hard learning lines. It is hard.
It's really hard.
It is hard. But once it sinks in, it will sink in.
So Monday I'll start my rehearsal from 9 a.m. to 6. Man.
So you're not missing the show? I mean, because you and Sandy were such a big part of that show. I mean, are you missing it?
No, but you'll be seeing me and Sandy next year doing something.
Okay.
Me and Sandy is like this. We're tight.
She loves me,
yeah,
Sandy.
Right? She's doing it, like, she's come from America. I couldn't go because obviously I was doing other things. I'm a full-time grandma as well,
yeah.
When I can.
Yeah, of course.
And, so we Skype.
And catch up.
And what's up. And we like to, if I hear the big, you know, because the Sun paper knows I love a gossip.
Yeah.
And I ain't frightened to put it on
Twitter.
I love that.
I see what's going on in the world because being a celebrity now, I feel really good. I mean, like, what I'm trying to say, the stories that people has got.
Uh-huh.
Because on Saturday gone, I was in Wolverhampton doing Balls to Cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And I met Cannon and Ball.
Oh, yeah.
The Chuckle Brothers, one of them.
Oh my god!
Yeah, listen, and Heavy D was there.
Heavy D's been in this studio before.
He proposed on our show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway,
they've broken up now. But
what was he like?
Well, I won't mention it live on FUBA Radio, but
you can say whatever
on
you
the
want.
Same. Well, he told me what happened, and I Google it. You know, apparently they're killing him on the newspaper with scandal about his rent arrears. And how the house is disgusting. Bang out of order.
Oh, dear. I don't know about that.
I mean... But
did you like it? He's a likeable...
No, he texted me today because I text him because I done a video on my Berkshire. He said, go on, sistering. And I said to him, babes, I know you may be got no work, but if I can get you into something, I will.
Oh,
well, this is
you
nice. You got
yeah,
got
I understand.
A
I got, you know
I
what? No matter
that.
How much scandal you got, I'm backing you. Just like the other scandal that I was with another person and the Sun rang me up because I was with Daniel Westbrook in Benidorm.
Yeah, I saw that.
I keep my mouth. One thing I swore when I became a celebrity is not
to tell anything.
I can't
you
talk.
Keep it.
And I won't. Because I'm not, no.
Yeah.
Because it's no.
Well, you look
good.
After your friends.
I'm good, and that's exactly how
no,
you are.
Yeah,
Lizzie,
I would guard your secret.
He's a good, she's a
but
good
I do
girl.
Want my own chat show.
You'd be great.
Well, you can work.
Well, no,
you work
I want
chatting.
To know about people's secrets, babes.
You could be, though. I think
yeah.
You could have your own
well, I'm trying working on that for next year.
Well, you'd Sandra,
be,
honestly,
you'd
we...
Be, we love
this
you,
this is exactly...
Sandra.
We've got,
Sandra.
We've got
I love
too
talking,
much tonight.
You know I can talk for
I know, I was going to say, I've not come up for air. It makes a change.
I know.
I love it. I love it, though.
Thank you.
You're
thank
so
you.
Gorgeous.
Thank
yeah.
you so much for coming in.
But Sandra, we're all going to go to your Pento. So when
you're coming?
Yeah, we're going
to
come.
Well, I've got a few of my top friend celebrities that's coming. That's my friends now that
go
I talk
on.
To. Russell Grant.
Oh, love Russell.
I love Russell. He's a friend.
He's coming. Roy Walker.
Nice.
You know, a few of the oldies. Jim Cotton.
Yeah, awesome.
I deal with the oldies. oldies. You get me, babe?
That's
one
fine.
Thing I do like about celebrities, I like all the old ones.
Yeah, well, they're the classic ones.
No disrespect to you.
Yeah, I thought you looked
I like
at
the ones that's... No, no. I mean, like, Eunice, you're old school. Alfie, when I saw her, oh, my God.
Amphia's a goddess.
She's my baby, babe. Yeah.
Anthea is a goddess.
Well, legend. Sandra, thank you so much
thank
for coming on.
Thank you very
on.
Much.
We're going to come to the Panto.
Catch you in Maidenhead.
Yeah. Catch you in Maidenhead.
And, yeah, I can't get you enough free tickets, but I'll see you.
That's right, we'll work
I
it out.
I will sort
thank
it.
You.
Thank you
very
so much,
much,
Sandra.
I'm glad for the new boyfriend.
Big up Fubo Radio, Queen
yeah,
Bee Live.
That's woo! A winner. Yeah.
Rock, rock, rock.
Yes. Well, baby. Thanks.
Radio on, it's Friday night, and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on.
Officially being probably one of the maddest shows we've done in a long time, to be honest.
Sandra!
Woo! And now we have our final guest.
We do.
And our time is going to be cut. We literally have 10 minutes, which is very disappointing.
Well, we'll have to get them back in because we love them.
Jack and Joel from X Factor. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
I've been so excited about having you boys in. Now, first of all, congratulations. You did so well.
Thank you. Yeah, we're so proud of our journey. So, I mean, getting kicked out and coming back in as wild cards. So, we're just happy every step of the way, really.
I mean, what was that like? I mean, let's go from the beginning. What way do you want to do X Factor?
I think for us, it was suggested for a long time. You know, a lot of people online, we were doing music before, and a lot of people just said to us, it really makes sense for you to kind of get the bigger platform. And we thought, you know what, obviously is so well established and a great step into the industry. So that was our initial thought, just, you know, why not? And getting in front of Simon Cowell can't all be a bad thing. So that was...
And you got through, and judges... Well, that was tough, I bet. Judges' houses, when you got there...
Oh,
was tough. I mean, it was a tough 3 days in general. You're filming the whole time and you're preparing yourself, you know, for the actual performance as well. And there's so many
steps. Did you like the
other
groups?
They were so nice. Yeah, they actually were. I wish there was goss to spill on that, but actually everyone just got on so well. There's not that much time, obviously, to relax while she's there. They kind of paint it as like, oh, look, you're going to the south of France. And there was about 10 minutes in the sun and then everything else was just go, go, go.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was
crazy.
Brilliant. Yeah, we loved it.
And then you got through...
Well,
that you didn't get through.
Which
was damaging to our confidence. No, it was. I mean, we were so happy to get to judges' houses. We'd always said, if we can get to judges' houses, that's incredible. And every step after that would be a bonus. So when we got voted back in as wild cards, we literally couldn't believe it. We were so ready to get the phone call and it would be one of the other groups.
But I lost my mind when we got that phone call. They asked us to record it as well. Obviously, we didn't know that we got through or not, but they were like, if you do get through, we might use it for your videotape for the first episode of Lives. So we recorded it. And he was like, yeah, so, you know, as you know, it's been a wild card vote. And he's going on and on and on, you know, like, and we've considered and all the votes have been counted. And the wild card is you. And I was like, you're joking. You are literally joking.
He
absolutely went mad. I was like this on the sofa. It was just, it was so exciting. And then we had 3 days to do everything that everyone else had done in 2 weeks because they moved into the house way before us. So it was all the like first song vocal routine in and all that and all the choreo and the staging and meeting everyone and all the wardrobe and stuff, which was obviously amazing. And I'm not going to complain about getting pampered, but it was a lot of stuff to fit in. You know, it was like 4 a.m. starts and 2 a.m. finishes. It was crazy.
And were you pleased that you had Simon Cowell as your
mentor? Yes. I mean, of course, like, look at him, you know, the dream person to, well, not necessarily look at him.
Look at him.
I don't mean that.
What a gorgeous specimen.
Jesus Christ. No, but you know what I mean. Like, he's the one in the industry, so being under his wing and kind of having his tough love can only really.
And
be
do you
a
get
thing.
That he really was paying attention? Because it's quite easy to think that they're just like in and out this one and they don't care.
I understand that. I think Simon in our first audition said to us, you know, as we were walking out, I like you. And then he was kind of like, I really, really like you guys. So at that point we were like, that would be the equivalent of anyone else in the world saying you're my favourite actor in the world. Like, you know, from Simon to say I like you, it was like, right, that's it. We don't need him to say you're phenomenal, you're excellent.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I like you as a
I like him.
Yeah, thank you.
He didn't call you trouble.
No, he did call us bonkers.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's fairly true, to be honest.
Yeah, he nail on the head, really, I reckon. but yeah, he was very lovely, you know, and all the judges were, actually. We were chuffed with the vast majority of the comments.
But is it really nerve-wracking when you're just about to perform and you can see all the crowd and the judges, you're Sharon Osbourne, everyone at...
I mean, you know what? The crowds we've kind of somewhat got used to over, you know, our years of performing, but not to the same scale as X Factor was. But what's actually the most intimidating is just seeing the four judges in front of you, because they're all lit up and everything. And the crowd is quite dark because obviously the cameras are on us and the judges. And you just look at them, and especially in earlier rounds, you know, they're not giving much away
to
you.
Deadpan, it's ridiculous.
So you're just watching them look back at you, sort of not that impressed. Yeah. And, you know,
even if they are impressed, you've no idea. They're just completely stone-faced and you think, have I just upset them?
Yeah.
And you want to feed off them?
Yeah,
and just there, like.
There has been some criticism this year that they haven't been as harsh as they have been before.
Really?
It's all been a bit lovey-dovey. If you look at previous series, if you look at previous series, you know, they have. There might be someone that has. But do you feel? Did people feel that? Is there a sense that things are different this year?
Yeah, I think it's two parts, really. I think firstly, they want to create the narrative of following the really talented acts this year. So I think in other years, there's been more sort of a balance of unsuccessful applicants and successful ones.
Yeah, fewer joke acts this year. That was deliberate.
Yeah, there really were fewer joke acts. I think people thought that we were the joke act, which is
great. Cheers, guys.
So,
I know, right?
Thanks for that, guys. but the second thing is, like, we think the talent was actually off the scale this year.
Oh, honestly. Everybody
who especially got to live shows, but even rounds before that, was so talented that I think it's hard to criticise people as much this year.
Yeah. What about these rumours about Grace being a bit difficult backstage?
Which is a load of rubbish,
is
by
it?
The way. I think it's one of those things.
Don't believe you for a second.
It's a friend of mine, so I'm going to tell you.
I
think perhaps sometimes, as anyone can, people might come across a bit difficult. But what I think it is specifically with Grace is partly because she knows exactly what she wants as an artist. And so if she goes into somewhere and says, oh, I don't think that's going to suit me, other people might have gone, yeah, sure. But actually she knows what she wants. And also, secondly, I think it's because she's a woman. I think if she were a man, people wouldn't be giving her anywhere near the same rubbish.
But I really got the vibe that Sharon was a bit cheesed off with her at times. Did you
I think maybe she
not?
Was, but I think, again... like Simon with his tough love, I think Sharon's quite similar. Yeah. She definitely loves all her girls that she's got this year. She's incredibly honest, maybe even more so than Simon sometimes. And I think perhaps that's what it was with Grace. And I know that she has had stern words with Grace sometimes if she said, yeah, I didn't agree with the way you've done this or that. But ultimately, it's because she wants the best for her. So, no, it is a... Maybe at times, I'm not there with her 24/7, but she's not the nightmare that she's been painted out to be.
God damn it!
I know. I wish it were the case too. But
who would you say was your harshest critic?
Cricket.
Harshest critic.
God, I'm finding it difficult as well now.
It's catching.
Was definitely Simon, even though he was our mentor. I mean, in our second round of live shows, he was the only one who gave us sort of negative feedback. And, you know, traditionally, your mentor is supposed to look out for you. And actually, it's funny because everyone picked up on that and they were like, you know, what's Simon doing to Jack and Joel?
Throwing them under the
bus.
But because actually, he was criticising. Yeah. He was saying you can do better.
But exactly, that was the thing. It wasn't like you're awful.
Yeah. And I think he brought the better side out of us. It happened to be the next week was the week that we left, so maybe it didn't go to plan.
Yeah, thanks for the sabotage, Simon.
Cheers, Simon.
Thanks, Simon. But we were really happy with our last performance. We so, and that was quite...
I thought that was your best.
Simon's.
But we were happy to go out on a high, that's the point. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's any stage where we're going to look back and be like, oh God, I don't want anyone like resurfacing that on YouTube. Like, we were really, really...
Wait 10 years down the line,
then. Here we go.
But you are glad you did the show, though.
Oh my God, 100%. Yeah. It's opened up so many doors. We've got so many meetings. We've got a tour in 10 days time, a national tour, London on Monday the 11th of December. So it's really, really exciting for us, and then hopefully we'll get on the X Factor tour as well. We find that out at the final this year.
I think you should do it.
Yeah,
I'll try and put a good word in.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
I have to say, I know I don't want to say joke out, but you were kind of the fun guys. Personally for me this year, X Factor feels a bit serious and a bit earnest. Yes. So it would be nice to see you guys.
Are you
do
missing
well.
The Honey G type?
Yeah, well, not necessarily. Not necessarily Honey G, but
the fun factor.
Yeah, it just feels a bit like, okay, you're trying to find a serious artist, we get it.
I know what? It was interesting for us because, you know, we wanted to be that act. We wanted to come on screen and smiles to be on faces at home. That was kind of
our
narrative.
But you could sing, you can sing, and that's the difference.
Well, and what's funny is we do more serious numbers as well, and we take ourselves very seriously as an act, but for the X Factor, we completely agreed. We realised that, you know, all these acts are coming out and doing ballad after ballad.
And original songs as
and
well.
And original songs.
Which we've got to prepare,
which
but
is amazing.
The
no, thank God.
But we wanted to come out and be like, hey, it's Jack and Joel.
There's time for an original song, and it's not the live shows of X Factor.
But I know, I much
you,
prefer...
You two
no,
are the best crowd ever. We should have just sung here every
but
Saturday
I love
night.
You love hearing what you know.
Yeah,
when you
do
a track and you think that's familiar, I know it. Yeah. And I love the way you performed. I really enjoyed it.
So what's up next for you guys?
Yeah, so like Jack said, we are touring, which we are so, so excited about. And London date is the 11th of December. Just to reiterate.
Got it.
Wow.
So we've got a few. We've got like Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, Newcastle. Like we've been really lucky with the support that we've got. We've just added some more dates in because they've been selling really well. We started on YouTube. That was always our thing.
Yeah.
And we're doing loads of YouTube stuff. So we've just launched... Well, tomorrow we'll be launching the Jack and Joel show, which is basically...
Ooh.
I know, thank you.
Jack and Joel show.
Which is basically glorified vlogging, but it's, you know, to get to know us better. I think so we're part pursuing the kind of music stuff, and then very largely pursuing the music stuff, but also we kind of got a lot of comparisons to a cross between like Wham and Ant and Dec whilst they were on the show. So
I love that.
Yeah,
both of them are
amazing, aren't they?
So,
but I can see you two doing presenting.
Yeah, we've got meetings this week, and I think it's definitely like TV personality presenting stuff is stuff that will hopefully move into.
We're crossing our fingers. We'd love to.
So watch your jobs.
Where can we?
Yeah, we're after your jobs.
Where can we follow you on social media, etc.?
At Jack and Joel is. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
But you know what? I'm so... Because X Factor has had a bit of criticism, hasn't it? It has this time around. And I'm so glad that you really enjoyed the experience.
Honestly,
and it was so good for you.
We had the best time. Everyone was so kind. Like, also, what you don't see is the massive size of the team. You know, there's hundreds of people, runners and producers and camera people and whatever. And every single one of them made us just feel like it was the best place to
That's
be every
so
single
good
day.
To hear.
So it was. It
so
was,
X Factor was good factor.
Oh, it was
X Factor was
factor.
Good factor. Yeah, we were skeptical and worried beforehand as well. But no, it's just been great for us.
I don't think X Factor is good factor is going to catch on, but well done, Lizzie, for trying.
I'm doing my bit. Thank you.
You tried.
No, but guys, well done.
Thank
and
you
I really
so
enjoyed
much.
Watching you. You were such fun, and best luck. We'll come and watch you perform.
Yes, please.
Thank
we'll
you.
Keep
please
you
do.
And come back on Fubar Radio without the craziness. Yeah.
Sure.
Mention no names. Has she left the building? I'm scared.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. This
thank
week.
Thank you. It went by way too quick.
We really did. We need to. I think we need to go back to doing a 2-hour show, don't we?
Well, 6 o'clock next week.
Yeah, we'll be
there,
back,
baby. And lovely to see you, boys.
Thank you.
Love
Thanks.
You. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot.